Welcome back to the Midday Show, and it is a real pleasure to welcome singer-songwriter Ryan Montbleu to the Midday Show. Hi, Ryan.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm all right. Glad to be here.
Yeah.
Glad to be here at home and on the radio with you.
Right. Are you in the Boston area still, or is that where you
No, I
call
live in
home?
Burlington, Vermont.
Oh, you live in Burlington, Vermont, because you wanted even more warmer climate than.
Yeah, it's nice and toasty right now, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm from north of Boston, and my
Yeah,
mother's
yeah.
still there, so I'm there quite a bit.
Your formative years, we could say, were there. What brought you up to Burlington other than, I don't know, Ben and Jerry's or the Lake Champlain? I don't know what
The
else?
lake, honestly, I see all the places from touring, and I sort of
Yeah.
was looking for home for years. I mean, home will always be Massachusetts, in a way, but I lived in New York City for a couple of years, and then I had some
Oh.
friends up here in Burlington, and I always liked it here, and I just kind of just tried it out and fell in love, and so I've been here for about 9 or 10 years.
Really that long?
Yeah, 9 years at least. Yeah. No
Oh,
one knows I'm
okay.
here. It's so funny. Like I'm still a, I'm, you know, I'll always be a Massachusetts guy, and
Yeah.
that's fine. But I'm
Well,
here.
I'm burying the lead. You're going to be playing two nights in South Egremont at the what was once called the Egremont Barn, but now it's called the Button Bowl Barn.
Yep.
And you're going to be doing two nights. You're going to be there on Friday and Saturday, the 12th and 13th of December. Show starts at 8 o'clock, but get there early, folks, because you want to get a nice seat and order some food and go to the bar and all that, and then late sit back and enjoy the hip sounds of Ryan Montbleu and
The dulcet tones of
the
Ryan
dulcet, the
Montbleu.
very dulcet tones. So let me try to figure this out, since we kind of started talking about this idea of living up in Burlington, for instance, where you live. Not that you're in the hinterlands by any stretch, but do you typically perform as a solo artist like you are Friday and Saturday?
I do, yeah. I still, I do both. I always, my whole career, I've been full time on the road the last 22 years, and I've always had a band, and I also play solo. So probably 80% of the shows I play are solo acoustic.
Right.
That's the bread and butter of what I do. And then I have a great band also that I get together for kind of more of a specialized run. And we just did that a few weeks ago, and we'll do it again in the spring. But yeah,
Oh,
so.
great. I mean, I understand the ratio you mentioned makes sense on a practical level for sure. How does the band situation work out? If you're living off in Burlington, I imagine they live elsewhere, the
Yeah,
other
it's tough. They
members.
live all over the country. I got a drummer in North Carolina, a bass player in Massachusetts, a keyboard player in Hartford, and a guitar player in Cleveland. So it was, and that was not the plan, but they are some of my favorite players and people who I've come across over the years on the road. And it's a really special group of guys, enough so that I do what I can to keep that together. And but it makes it a really special thing. There's a lot of preparation that we had to do and a lot of logistics.
Yeah.
But I've always played solo acoustic, and I always will, and I love doing it. So that's like the essence of what I'm doing.
So how does it work when you do go out with the band, just on a practical level, when you get everybody together, do you set aside some practice, get back into the groove of things before you hit the road? How does that
Yeah,
work? Because you're
that's the
all, as
hard
you
thing
said,
with
you're a diaspora of sorts, right?
exactly. That's the tough part of us being a diaspora. It's tough. We had to schedule some rehearsal time, and it could be sometimes it's a few days. So this last time we had like one marathon, like 11-hour rehearsal at a great facility in Connecticut, and it was enough to do that and the sound checks. It's a really special group of guys, and everybody does their homework ahead of time, and it's really like it's more than just like a bunch of hired guns, although they're that good, they could be that, but it's like it's this special mix. So like everybody knows like how to prepare and how to come in prepared, and then we inevitably
Sure.
just really get it going as the shows progress.
And I have to imagine also that you wrote these songs on the guitar on your own, or is there a sort of combination, like sometimes when you are with the band, you're collaborating more?
Yeah, well, it's this record. I have a record coming out
I
in
know.
early 26, and we've already put out two singles. And
Yeah, the most recent one, I'm going to interrupt you because I want to mention it's called
yeah.
We Did All Right, and it's available. You can stream. We played it actually right before we got on here. I don't know if you know that, if you were listening.
I'm
Anyway,
really proud of that track, but that came about,
it's a
it's funny.
departure though, right?
Well, this record in particular, I mean, this record, true to me, true to my usual form, it's a little all over the place, like thematic, like or stylistically.
Okay.
I don't really stick to one, I just kind of write wherever the muse takes me. And I have all kinds of different kind of songs. But I for this particular one, I have such a great band. Like I didn't want to just come in and just bring them the tunes that I had written on my guitar in my bedroom and do that. There's some of that also, and they're capable of just being a great backing band for that. But they're so good. I had them lay down tracks and just we did these grooves together. I'm playing with them. I'm part of the band, you know, and
Yeah.
we'd lay down these like whatever just felt great. We just kept going for it. And then I wrote over that. So that's where like We Did All Right came from. Like when I did it on my own, it was just this acoustic like blues thing.
Sure.
But with the band, we laid down like just we just went for what felt good to us, and that's what we ended up with. So that was a
Right.
really fun way to write.
Yeah, the song has more of a pop sound, you know, as opposed to more the maybe. Hate generalizing, but like folky or soul, more soulful folk kind of stuff that you do typically. It just seems like, and I can understand the motivation for that, what you're talking about, because, you know, it's nice to try on different things, right? And because if it, you can get into, I don't want to say a rut, but you can certainly get into a ritual of how you know, they'll say, okay, we're going to do it again, another soulful folk song. But it, in order to break out of that, this sounds like a very, you know, useful thing to do. So you now you have a slightly different sound and you can kind of shift things.
Yeah, I don't want to, I don't, you know, I've never wanted to limit myself in terms of like going wherever I'm inspired to go. And so there's definitely still soulful folk songs on the record. There's some part of me that can't get, you know, ever
Yeah.
crazy far away from that. But no, it's like it's so, especially with other players, it's like let's go. It's if you know, it almost just dawned on me the last few years. It's like let's go for what feels good. Let's play something that moves us and then take it from there, you know. And that could be, yeah, so like on that particular track on We Did All Right, it's not like we were going for let's make this like an 80s sounding kind of pop thing or whatever, but it's like
Yeah,
that's where
yeah.
we ended up and it felt great.
Yes.
And it
Yeah.
was, you know, it was a process to get there, but it was like,
Right.
yeah, this feels good.
And like so many, like every other single artist ever born and who has ever been out there, we have our influences that have got us to where we are, and it is fun to kind of pay homage, I should say, to the sometimes, you know, whether or not you plan on it or it just ends up that way. I'm speaking with Ryan Montbleu, who is performing two nights this weekend on Friday and Saturday at the Button Bowl Barn in South Egremont, Massachusetts, your home state. As we said before, you really like to play solo. Do you have is there anybody who out there who you know is this like a solo artist who's really inspired you?
Martin Sexton, it's funny, as I'm standing here, I'm looking at a poster that Martin Sexton signed for me in 2010, I think. But he's always been like a huge hero of mine. And
Yeah.
we've become friendly over the years and done a lot of shows together, and I've done full tours with him, and he's just been really great. He was like a guiding light in the beginning, especially when I was first starting out doing it. He's still like, yeah, one of my heroes. Love him. Love Deb Talon is another like favorite singer-songwriter of mine. She was half of the Weepies.
Who? Oh yeah,
Deb
Deb Talon,
Talon.
she's
Yeah.
fantastic.
Love
You
her.
know, yeah, no, I know, I've seen them a couple of times, and sorry when I heard that they were splitting, you know, and.
Yeah, but she's been doing solo records again. She sounds
Oh,
great. She's
she's always
writing up
done
a
solo
storm.
albums. Yeah.
Yeah,
She's incredible talented.
she's amazing.
Talent. I
I just
play them
saw her here
on.
in Burlington.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I play them all the time. And
Nice.
I also play Martin Sexton. So I'm going to put you on the spot here.
Well, I'm in the right place
Because
then. Yeah.
I what's that?
I'm in the right place then if you're playing those people.
Yes. Oh, for sure you are. And I'm going to put you on the spot though, because I'm going to ask you to now, if pulling from your own catalog, a song that you would like me to play as we wrap it up here, I'll play a song of your choice of yours.
Oh, sure. That, you know, it's funny. What the one that comes to mind is called Brightside. It's from a
I
record I
listened
did
to it.
called "I Was Just Leaving," which I put out in 2016, and Anders Osborne produced it, and I made it down in New Orleans.
Nice. He's a regular here too. And
Yeah,
I should
great.
mention that you have a version of Fast Car, which you did with
Tall Heights, yep.
Tall Heights, which has gotten a huge, if you want to say, it's gone kind of viral, but you have
It's
like,
been a blessing. Yeah, it's got 110 million streams on
that's
Spotify. I think
crazy.
it's crazy.
Is that a
It's been
big,
a
is that a
huge
lot?
blessing in my life. It's really been like helped me, like, and helped my family. And, yeah.
Wow. So finally somebody made a little money off of a streaming service.
I really have. I'm not a rich man, but it's been
Right.
nothing but really great for me. So it's hard to, I get it too. When we have these arguments against it, and my artist friends who don't like it, I get it, but I can only kind of shyly raise my hand and be like, I don't know, it's been really good for me.
I don't know. You're sitting in a Lamborghini as we're talking. I just figured something had to go. Okay.
Yeah, you know, taking the Lambo out in the winter in Burlington.
right in Burlington. I'm sure. All right, we'll do that, and then choose a Martin Sexton song. Oh, there you
Oh.
see. Now you're really on the spot.
Oh yeah, no, I can. It's funny. Do I go with the deep cut or do I go with the, you know, I mean,
Come on, you can do anything you want.
Glory Bound is like arguably my favorite song ever. That's a great, you know, if you do Glory Bound from Black Sheep, you kind of can't
All
go wrong
righty.
with that.
All right. So, first of all, Ryan Montbleu will be performing one last time this week on Friday and Saturday, 8 o'clock at the Button Bowl Barn. And we're going to now play Ryan's song, Bright Side, to
Yeah.
be followed up by Martin Sexton's Glory Bound. Thanks so much, Ryan, for coming on
My
the Midday
pleasure.
Show.
Thanks for having me.
Anytime. 98.1 KZE.